Welcome to Wolf Den Saturday Set, where it is time, King Zone. Time for this punting nation of ours to come together. Footy is out of the way, and this next month is our time. We don't need to worry about family, friends, our job. They'll all be there after this month of racing. We need to stay focused, give it everything you've got, and we will prevail. It's spring carnival time. Are you ready, King Zone?
I'm always ready. Whether it be a Warwick Maiden or the Melbourne Cup, I'm ready to bet.
Excellent. Fizzer, how are you? Our resident troubled genius.
Yeah, I'm very good. Troubled?
You were fretting again this morning. You said, oh, I don't like the look of it. You did the same thing last week. You went two for two.
Looks really hard.
That's right. Really it was really hard last week. You went two for two.
Yeah, so. Well, we'll see what happens this week.
Everyone's happy. Everyone was happy with you last week. And Kingsland, I was thinking about your punting predicament, and it reminds me a bit of famous Australian cricket captains, and it feels a bit like just before an Ashes series, a really important Ashes series, and you know, like the likes of Steve Waugh, Mark Taylor, Michael Clarke, Ricky Ponting, and they're out of form, and the public's calling for them to be dropped. They've lost their form. They're no good. But they always seem to – you give them one more innings, and they come good eventually. And I feel that's a bit like you, and I feel like this might be your good innings that we've been waiting for.
I hope so. You don't know when it's going to turn. But I won during the week. I looked down and out on Saturday in the heat of the battle, but I picked myself up pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I was fine by Saturday night. I was sitting there working till midnight away, got up Sunday – and got back into it. Monday I won, Tuesday I won, Wednesday I won, won on Hong Kong last night. So it just rolls on.
Yeah.
It's just a battle that keeps going, really, and carnival time's no different. It's just another meeting, really, to be honest with you. We talk it up like it's big and it's grand final and all that, but it's just another day betting, really. I've been doing it a long time, and I'm rolling on and just trying to improve every single day.
It's always been a time when you've had some pretty fat results, though, over the time, hasn't it? You've always sort of tried to really accelerate into the spring carnival because you can bet bigger, and if you get it right, it pays big dividends.
Well, it's harder to bet big nowadays, but one race you can bet big on is the Melbourne Cup. So hopefully we're heading down to the call of the card and the betting's on, and it's big because that is one race you can get on. So that is one race I do need to back the winner in. My grand final is the Melbourne Cup.
Love it, love it. All right, so it's a brilliant day of racing. Caulfield Guineas Day at Caulfield, and the last half of the day, races 6 through to 10, absolutely elite racing. So we're going to make them our feature races. We will roll through them, races 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we're going to start with the Herbert Power, a 2,400-metre race. Last chance to get into the Caulfield Cup. We've got a nice field lining up. Let's go to the market up on the screen and talk to us about it, King Zone.
Yeah, well, there's a few that I like. It's not a big betting race for me, but I do like two horses that are coming out of the Archer, Post-Impressionist and also the Duchess, the Dashing Duchess. They both came off heavy tracks, which I didn't think suited them at all. They both failed, which I like horses that have failed and then the conditions change and they come back. I think both of them have got a bit of upside as well. So I thought that $5, I think you'll get a bit better than $5 Post-Impressionist. Dashing Duchess at $8.50, I think, represented some good value. There's not a lot of pace in this race either, and Dashing Duchess will race on speed. I thought Braden Starr was the other one I was interested in around the $15 mark. I thought had a good each-way chance. So just small plays in this race for me, but I didn't mind it. What do you say, Fizz?
Definitely wasn't interested in it myself. But, yeah, the Post-Impressionist and Dashing Duchess race, those ratings actually come out better than the other lead-up races into this. But I was sort of steering clear of those two horses. Not really my cup of tea this race. I thought Fancy Man, number six, maybe 2,000 up to 2,400. It stuck on well when wide last start. And Mr. Wolfgang comes from New Zealand and brings some decent form from there. So not a race I'm getting involved in, but they're two that I admire.
Very good. Before we close this race off, we did the Annabelle set again yesterday. Rob Archibald came in, co-trainer, and in this race they are tipping Fancy Man. They've also got Gear Up as well. I think Gear Up's got a great chance as well, but they thought Fancy Man at the odds was a good price. So go and watch the Annabelle set. It's sitting on our YouTube channel. Great insight into their stable, and they've got a massive week next week. They've got big runners in all the races across Caulfield and Randwick, so it'll be a big episode next week. Moving on from that, we are now going to go to the Might and Power, one of the great weight-for-age middle-distance races on the calendar each year. It's been won by Animo, Lonro, Winx, So You Think, and of course Might and Power. All the champions win this race, and I'm going to say that a current modern day racing champion, Mr. Brightside, I think it's fair to call him a champion racehorse. He's in this and he's a dominant favourite. What do we say?
He looks very short to me. $1.55, we can see on the screen there. We did these prices at around 8 or 9 o'clock this morning. And now Mr. Brightside's eased out with Ladbrokes leading the way out to $1.70, which I see. So Ladbrokes are keen to lay Mr. Brightside. I think he's Well, let me just talk to you about Mr. Brightside. He's had 5 runs at 2,000 for 1 win, 1 second, and missed a place 3 times over 2,000. So 2,000's pushing him. He's got 59 kilos.
Mm.
He's been set for a Cox Plate in 2 weeks. Mm. So on paper, you say Mr. Brightside's a complete moral when you look at the rest of this field. But there's a few negatives, and when you're taking, well, $1.55, you'll get better than that. But say when you're taking odds on anything, you want every box ticked. And for me, Mr. Brightside doesn't tick every box here. And we see Saturday after Saturday after Saturday, favourites, especially odds on, he's getting rolled. So no bet race for me. I thought a tissue was the horse that I didn't think $5 was terrific value. I think you'll get better than that. If you do get a lot better than that, I'm going to have something on. I thought fourth ran back from a spell, second go at 2,000, where Mr. Brightside's going 1,600 up to 2,000.
J-Mac on board.
J-Mac, Seawaller. I thought a tissue was the horse that I was looking at. But you listen, Mr. Brightside's obviously the horse to beat, but I just...
On her day, a tissue's a very, very good horse.
Yeah. Yeah, she hasn't had her day for a while either.
No, but she does...
She's good enough
every
to win
prep,
it, though.
She seems to have one big run.
Mm.
Fizzer.
Yeah, these races are the ones that used to trap me a little bit. I used to get the ratings out, Mr. Brightside rates a moral, and I'd step into it straight away. I've sort of learned over the years that these races aren't as easy as they come out on ratings.
Uh-huh.
I judge the race a little bit similar to King's in the fact that I think Mr. Brightside doesn't have everything going for it as a short price favourite. Great horse. Not knocking it at all. I thought a tissue, I actually think the tissue's price will be the one that firms. I actually think that you won't get $5 race day. I think Brightside will get closer to evens and a tissue will be around $4 because I can't see many of those other horses figuring in this race. Coco San to me looked like it maybe needed a longer last start and needs maybe another run. And then Deny Knowledge was good first up 1,800 in the Underwood. It was a big ask and it stuck on Gamely behind Buckaroo, who's come out since and run behind VF Sistina, which was a great run. So Deny Knowledge, probably the value there is the 5 and 6. I can't see much happening with the other horses. I might be wrong. And Mr. Brightside can win, but he can win without me. It's not really a betting race.
I think Deny Knowledge or Firm gets a pretty easy lead. Did you see it that way?
I did. And, I think $9 is probably value of that horse.
Mm.
Very good. All right, let's move on. We're going to go to the Caulfield Guineas.
Whoa.
And maybe the favourite in this horse will be favourite in the race we just talked about, the Might and Power, next year, because he looks like he's going to be an out-and-out wait for Age Star. He gets his chance on Saturday, broadsiding in the Caulfield Guineas. We've got an AI screen to start unpacking this race. You say stay out, King Zone.
I do say stay out of broadsiding. So there's two groups here. One's coming out of the Golden Rose. We've got broadsiding with a bullet rating of 109, and we've got Mayfair with a bullet rating of 65. So let me just talk about those two horses first. Broadsiding is, to me, seems obviously got, you know, great horse, plenty of upside, but seems incredibly short at $1.55 for a horse that's going to race at Caulfield for the first time and is going to get back in the field. Fitzy, do you think $1.55 was short?
I do think $1.55 short. It might have been flattened. It might be flattened a little bit after last start's big run in a very high-pressure sort of finish, but look, I'll let you talk about the race and then I'll tell you what I think of it. But yeah, $1.55 short enough, but I think it's the best 3-year-old in the country.
Drew Barrier won last time. J-Mac rode an absolute treat, got out, won by half length. Mayfair was a big run in that race, only ran third in that race, didn't get beat that far. Mayfair was also beaten by Lady Shenandoah last time, so I just thought the price was with Broadside. Broadside is the horse to beat, but it's still the price. So let's talk about some value. These horses, Angel Capital and Public Attention, which I've got Public Attention, a good roughie, and Angel Capital, a back. Let's go to the tape of their previous race.
Sure, let's bring it up. Here we go. We've got Angel Capital in the blue cap just behind the leaders there, sort of blue and
actually
lilac.
Actually having to go back pushing to the through, worst yeah. part
so
of
watch
the
how it tacks through this. Back to the fence, which was an inferior part, slightly inferior. And once it gets that split, it really attacks. The run of the race here is Public Attention, which is the
grey horse in the blue,
which sat three wide, no cover. So Public Attention's had three races. Its first race it won after sitting wide. Its second race, it never got any room at the Valley and ran fifth. And then that race then it sat three wide, no cover the whole way, and only just got beat. Public Attention's $20 to $21. I think it's huge value. And Angel Capital looks like 1,600 metres is really going to suit. Angel Capital actually has a last 200 ratings that are better than broadsiding. So stepping up to 1,600 for the first time from a value point of view, I think anything above $8 for Angel Capital is great value.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be my win plays in the race, both Angel Capital and Public Attention. I do like exotics in this race. I like those two horses with broadsiding, so numbers 1, 4, and 7. I particularly like the broadsiding and Angel Capital Quinella because I think they're both going to be in the same part of the track. There's a heap of pace on, which I don't think will suit Mayfair, and that's why I've left Mayfair out. So I think these two horses will be coming down the centre of the track at the same time, making their runs together off a really hot tempo. I think Public Attention is great value. So it's a Saturday set first.
Wow.
It's exotics.
Official Saturday
official
set.
Official Saturday set exotics. Numbers 1, 4, and 7 in a box Quinella and a box trifecta.
Wow. How exciting is this, Fizz?
It's exciting. Very exciting. The first on a Saturday set. Righto. Speed looks very genuine, is what I thought. Mayfair, Wanarua, and Ferrochi all setting a decent tempo in front. I got a funny feeling broadsiding won't be as far back as people think. I reckon it might sit closer in the run than people have it sitting. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion, but I think that James McDonald's no stupid jockey, very, very smart, and he'll work out that he has to be close enough at Caulfield. So that's where I see. I think broadsiding is the best. I put negative map and Caulfield first time was the reason why the $1.55 looks short, but I think it's the best three-year-old in the country, and I think it'll be winning this race. Had a evaporate second pick, and it's going enormous. Evaporate. We were in the in the studio talking to JD Hayes, and when it won at Moonee Valley last start, going great guns. That race just broadsiding picks itself for me. I won't be betting up. Price isn't good enough for me, but it's the winner.
I reckon he'll get trapped wide if he tries to sit midfield. Well, I'd be going back. There's that much pace in this race, isn't it? It's a 1,600-metre race. Caulfield actually hasn't been as leaderish the last few years as it used to be.
Mm, be interesting to see the tactics. We'll see.
Yes, well, he's the man for the job.
Correct.
Well, let's move on. We're going to go to Caulfield at race 9. This Scalacci Stakes, they'll go very fast here. 1,100-metre race. A few Group 1 winners amongst this lot here. We've got, obviously, Mornington Glory won the Moya. Nice little field. Bellatrix Star is an interesting one, the one on the young horse on the way up. What do we make of all this, King Zone?
Well, what I make is Callus is going to go back from barrier one. Oscar's Fortune is first up, and so is Star Patrol. Mornington Glory got everything its way last time in the Moya.
Yep.
Barrier one, they gave it an absolute picnic in front. This is up to 1,100. I'm against Mornington Glory. There's far more pressure here. And that leaves me with one horse, and that's Recommendation, which is
the star of the winter.
Yeah, Recommendations. I think Recommendation can sit first or second here, coming out of the Manicato, where it wasn't disgraced, got beat about three lengths, has a fitness edge. I think over 1,100 at Caulfield, you want to be in the first two. You don't want to be getting too far back. And I think Mornington Glory is going to feel the pressure, as I just said. I'm against horses that got easy leads and now off my map are going to sit third, fourth, fifth type thing. Recommendation, 420, fitness edge, map edge, Steve edge, and official Saturday set
love
tip.
Love it. Fizz, what do you got?
Very
to add,
good. I wrote Lay Mornington Glory as at the top of this race. I didn't like it to 1,100. I don't like it at Caulfield. And I prefer to be on other horses. So I'll firstly talk about number one, Oscar's Fortune. It's a Perth horse coming over. Jump out was enormous. I'm pretty keen to get on it. I reckon it'll go to the front myself with a couple of others, but I think it'll be very hard to run down. And I'm with Kings. I'm going to back Recommendation, which I think will sit maybe third. And I'm backing those two, and I'm completely staying out at number two, Mornington Glory. Bellatrix Star a chance. And the other horse that I thought was a good chance was Star Patrol for producer. Sorry, Kalos and Star Patrol both have hopes. But yeah, that's my race analysis.
Bellatrix Star gets in with 51 kilos,
going enormous too. Mm. We all left it out at Moonee Valley.
I was on it two starts ago.
Yeah,
he's winning at 10 to 1.
Yes.
Mm. all right, we're putting the throttle down and we're going to crescendo into the last, the two-rack handicap. And I've got a good feeling about this race. Let's put the AI screen up and see what we've got. There it is.
Whoa.
I see gold.
1, 2, 2, gold,
I
another wheel.
I see gold. Whoa.
One of my favourite horses, another wheel. Barrier one and another wheel. There's not a huge amount of speed in this. I think another wheel will sit fourth. This horse just has plenty of upside. I think he's going to go to another level.
Okay.
The this is another wheel's hardest race.
Yes.
Since the Doncaster,
where another very hard to win.
Field. Yeah. This is the hardest race. Antino is a definite danger, but I just think the turn of foot from barrier one, which another wheel drew barrier one last start as well, and he just punched through, and the acceleration, the time before that, he sat wide. But I think the six, and that was an enormous win first up. I think the 1600 or suit, I just don't think anything will be able to catch him. The only thing that beats him is bad luck, as far as I'm concerned. And we have another official Saturday set tip, but I do want to say, on the screen, we've got $2.80 there with Ladbrokes. I saw they're out to $3 on their own keen delay. I'm going to sit back and wait and let Ladbrokes keep pushing the price and then step in late.
Love it. Fizz.
Yeah, good assumption there. Kings, another will. Deserves to be favourite, I thought, and probably wins. Gate one's a little bit sticky. We saw last start in, nearly got trapped in there, and it's just luckily up the fence, got through and won like it deserved to win. It's running through the line enormous, this horse. I don't actually have a top pick off my ratings, but I'm not sure my ratings have caught up with how good this horse is actually going yet. Mm-hmm. I did write number one, Desert Lightning. Had a suck run last start, and I thought it was probably unders around the $7 in my opinion. Antino was the obvious horse coming out of different weight for age runs against what would I classify as probably a better group one standard of horse. It's against the weight for age stars, and it's now racing against Group 1 horses, but of the lesser variety, I think. So Antino definitely probably has the ability to firm from that 480 quote. Craig, my favourite little horse. Look, it ran behind Desert Lightning, had no luck, slow speed, came down the outside and was running home. King's got a delay. I give it a good hope. Yeah, tough race. Won't be betting into
the,
it. But
the track pattern will be very important come Caulfield. Race 10 in determining which way the market goes here.
Yeah,
the inside's
right.
Off, another wheel will start $4.50.
Well, I wouldn't say it'll start that big. Come
the
on.
The inside's off, it will drift
heavily.
Really.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
I thought we'd get better when I looked at sort of the time ratings between Antino and another wheel. Another wheel's, it's going good. Like its sectionals are really good, but I was surprised sort of how short it was. It's just a little bit like broadsiding. It's on ability of what it can do.
Yeah, that's right. What it's actually doing in its races, to the eye, it looks fantastic.
Mm. All right. That rounds out our feature races from Caulfield. And now we're going to move up to Rosehill. There's some great racing in Rosehill. We picked out one feature race. It is Rosehill Race 7, the Hill Stakes. Let's have a look at it. One interesting thing about this race is, in 2016, the first prize or the prize money on offer was $200,000. It's now $2 million. Pretty big ascension, isn't it?
But, a lot of money.
1,000%.
There's some really big prize money on offer.
1,000%. That's what I'm going to be winning on Saturday. 1,000% on turnover.
Love to hear it. So let's look at this race, the Hill Stakes.
I didn't have a lot between Royal Patronage, Pericles and Kovalika. So I think Kovalika's the value. It was a good run in the Epsom last week, so 7 days. I think didn't get a lot of room there. J-Mac was drawn inside and sort of struggled to get through and was sort of held up at stages and could have finished a lot closer. I think the 1900 third up, I think Kovalika's ready to peak, so I am going to back Kovalika in this race. Pericles seemed too short to me, and Royal Patriots I'm a big fan of, but seemed unders at $3.30. Attrition I gave a chance to. At double-figure prices as well. I'm just going to have a small bet on attrition and something on Kovalika.
Okay, Fizz.
Not a betting race for me. Royal Patronage top pick, but like Kings, I wasn't really enthusiastic about the price. It's on the quick backup out of the Epsom, as is Kovalika, who Royal Patronage definitely had the harder run out of those two. Kovalika, although Kings didn't think so, I thought it had the very soft run and Royal Patronage stuck on and beat it home last start. But we are stepping up to the 1900 metres, so things can change. Golden Path was good behind Sierra Wolf last start. Deserves to be third favourite, and I think Pericles is false there at the 440. I don't think it runs a strong 2000, so happy to take it on.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code Gallop. Take on the fun this spring carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insight straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favorite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this spring carnival.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website. Very good. Okay, that's the end of our feature races. A couple of things to talk about before we get the official Saturday sets. AI is free on Saturday on Victorian races, as it is every day of the spring. So go and jump on top of that. And if you, all those amazing horses we just talked about and all those feature races at Caulfield, if you want to go for free, you can, because our good friends at the Melbourne Racing Club, they've done it again. They're giving free tickets to the Caulfield Guineas. It just keeps getting better and better.
It does. It'd be a great day out there.
Go into the description. People take advantage of that every week, Rich?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's great. I think lots of people do it, which is fantastic. So go into the description. The link is there. You can go and get the tickets. Go out to one of the best days of racing of the year. Very generous of the Melbourne Racing Club. I've got a, I think maybe there might be something next week as well. We'll just wait and see for Caulfield Cup meeting. See how we go.
Who knows what's going to happen.
Whatever we get given, we're very appreciative for. And if you can't go to Caulfield, we've still got you looked after because we're doing a live stream. That's right, Fizzer. Live stream on Saturday. So we're going to live stream. I reckon the time we're doing is 3:45 until 5:50 p.m. That'll take in all the great Group 1 racing from Caulfield, the Scalacci as well. We'll do everything we can to try and help you win. It'll be great fun. Jump on YouTube, jump in the comments, doing it in partnership with racing.com. So there'll be a bit about it on the racing.com platform as well. I think it's time to move to the official Saturday sets where you've pretty much given most of yours away already.
The official,
anyway.
This is probably my longest official Saturday set tip of all time.
You need to score 334 like Michael Clark, so you've got to give yourself a chance.
Well, I learned off Dream Team last week while I was down at the South Coast and I tuned in, so I've got a big shoes to fill. But one thing I did learn is that he tipped about five and he took advantage of his opportunity when he was in the big chair. So I've got something to chase. I'm a little bit behind, so I've got 8 official Saturday set plays. So let's just go through what I've done so far, starting with the exotic. So it was a Quinella, which I would invest $40. Caulfield Race 8, numbers 1, 4, and 7. Box Quinella, $40. Box Trifecta, those same numbers, 1, 4, 7 for $20. Then we went Caulfield Race 9, recommendation. And one of my favourite horses, Caulfield Race 10, Another Will. Then let's go back, staying at Caulfield, Race 4.
Yes.
Number 5, Maracana at $18, I think is great value. I've got another one bet in that race too, 5 at Aetna at $11. Both those horses are going to go forward. Maracana in particular has been very unlucky its last few, and he's going to map a lot closer behind the speedy Grinzinger Bell. So I thought that those two horses were great value. Then let's head up north, Race 5, number 6, Wanda Rocks, which is my best bet of the day anywhere. Last start in the Wheatwood on a heavy track over 1,200 didn't suit at all. Back to the 1,000 metres is Wanda's wheelhouse, and I'm very, very keen. I think 290 is great value. Then another one of my horses, Rose Hill, which I missed out on last time, which I was sick about when we were doing the live stream down at Moonee Valley, and I saw it win live. It was just it was a bad start to a terrible weekend. But let's get positive. I've got positivity running through my veins this week. I've got to be honest with you. So let's talk about it. Rose Hill, Race 6, number 4, Stolly Bolly. I've been waiting for this. 3 starts it's had at the Valley. 3 starts over 1,200 metres. Now it goes to Rose Hill over 1,400. Bigger track. I think we're going to see emergence of a really good galloper here. $8.50, I think, is huge odds. Huge odds.
Might not be $8.50 much longer.
I don't think it will be $8.50 at all. Yeah. But I would say $3.50 is more Stolly Bolly's price. So there we go. That's it. That's my official Saturday set tip. I'm fired up. I will be winning on Saturday. And if I don't win on Saturday, I will bet on Sunday.
Go, Fizz.
Okay, my first tip is in Brisbane, Eagle Farm, Race 5, number 6. Same horse as Kings, a horse called Wanda Rocks. Getting back to the 1,000, Eagle Farm, it'll be a drying track. They've had a bit of rain, but next 2 days are nice, fine and sunny. Sit right behind them, and the way it won 2 starts back was something special. So I think it repeats that dose and wins that race. We're going to Rose Hill, Race 10, number 10, Ferrari. You can forget last start with this horse. It played up on the way to the gates. It was in the barriers and they were holding and doing stuff to it. They didn't vet it, which surprised me. Mm. And they let it run and it missed the kick, which happens a lot when that's going on in the barriers. It's quite frustrating. But I think settles this time in, draws barrier one again, gets straight to the front or nearabouts, and it'd be very, very hard to beat. And then I'm going to Ascot, race 9, number 6, a horse called Almighty Class. It didn't show its full potential last prep, I don't think, but the trial suggests that it will be showing its potential first up this weekend, and I think we'll get about 350 or something to see.
Great work, mate. Thank you very much. Let's move to the A-team set. They're going to come up on screen, and I'll just read them out for us. Dano on Osipenko, he's gone for a bit of value here. He's going well this prep, and most importantly, he's drawn inside, so he won't get too far back. His last start rating is competitive with 53.5 kilos, and he's perfectly set up to improve towards numerous past ratings that can win. I love the booking of D Lane. I think he should be single figure odds, a terrific value gamble. We move on. Dream Team Matt, brief as ever. Progressive Stayer with a nice turn of foot against a moderate opposition. I can't wait to see Dream Team's profitability. Smalley, Stolly Bolly. That's another vote for you. Ran faster time than the Manicato last start. Looks to get a nice spot behind the speed and should be much shorter, bringing best last start figure to this race. And rounding it out, Young Junior went to a new level last prep and comes here off a nice jump out, draws to find the front and should be hard to run down. All decent prices. Ooh. It's time to move to accountability. Here we go, the King Zone. Bit grim, but you had last week off, so nothing really changed.
4%'s nothing in this game.
Fizzer flying along. Well done, son.
Hopefully it continues.
Absolutely. Let's move to A-team accountability. It just shows what a few winners can do. Dano plodding along, but he'll be right. Look at Dream Team. Boom. 40% profit on turnover.
He just accelerated. Last
Isn't that
weekend.
Lovely to see? So we've got three or four, and Dano's going to come good. No one's working harder than Dano to get things back on track.
Mm.
So, the goal for the Saturday set each season is to end in profit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. If you accumulate all them, we're in front. So that's what we do. There's a couple where we've tipped two horses in the run race. So if you're following all the tips, just stake them accordingly.
Mm. Let's quickly check in with Punter of the Year accountability. There are the best punters on the den.
You can the Wizard!
I can't believe the Wiz is up there.
Go the Wiz.
Great to see the Wiz.
Good job.
He was the original gangster. I think he was one of the very first to ever sign up to the den.
Absolutely. What Him and Jimmy Dallin in fifth there. And look at Crookie. Geez, he's been going good, Crookie, on the overall. Every month he's up there. I had a look at the overall leaderboard and he's tipped. He's winning at 10% and tipped like 700 or 800 tips. So thank you for tipping and well done.
And the community's growing so fast every day. We're getting like 100, 200 people signing up, joining the community. It's great to see. We're growing fast.
Next week, let's put the top 10 in the den up, and there's the top 10 who have won. And you'll see how many great punters there are on there as well. So it's amazing.
Yeah, excellent. All right, now I just want to have a chat with you, Kings, because no one loves betting more than you. And I just want to test the limits of your betting. How do you feel about betting on someone's chances of life or death? Do you draw the line of betting on that?
I've never done it. No, I wouldn't bet on someone dying or living.
Okay, so the situation at the moment is so there's a hurricane. Hurricane Milton is bearing down on Florida. And there's this character called Lieutenant Dan. And Lieutenant Dan is an interesting looking character. We're going to have a look at him in a second. So he's Lieutenant Dan at the moment. So they tried to get him out of his boat and he won't leave the boat. He's become a bit of a, I hate to use the term internet sensation, but they're calling out him. He looks the wrong way. Here he is here. Yeah. So these are the boys going down to see how he is. Anyway, he refuses to leave his boat, even though Hurricane Milton is bearing down on him.
Who else has he got down there in the boat?
Just him. He's happy. He's happy as Larry. He's only got one leg as well, which you got to factor into the form. So look, at the end of the day, if he wants to stay in his boat, no one can stop him. He does have form, so Hurricane Helene came 2 weeks ago and he stayed in his boat for that and beat Hurricane Helene. And so there are markets out there of whether or not he'll survive, so that's him there.
I'm backing him. I would right. back him
so
to
the
survive.
So the betting at the moment, it's $1.54 him, $2.90 Hurricane Milton.
Wow.
There he is there.
On your
what
Dan.
A good man. So I'm backing him all the way.
Hopefully. Look, the world needs a feel-good story.
I'm backing him.
By the end of the day, the whole world will know about this bloke, and everyone's cheering him on that he survives the hurricane. He won't be moved. So, all right, so you're sweet with it. You would bet on this one, on this situation?
Yeah, to survive. Yeah. You've got to cheer the man.
Yeah, if
to
I
live.
Could get on, I'd back it. Is there any minimum bet limits on
Hurricane Milton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the situation there? But I'd have something on him at 154 to cheer him on.
Anyway.
I'd like to go and spend a couple of hours in the boat with him, actually.
But look, we're cheering you on, Lieutenant Dan. We hope that you do survive and a bit of good fun.
The world needs more of him.
We do. And I think we're just about out of time. And I always like to leave people with a little bit of a pump up. And this week I found another Ladbrokes clip. You'll like this one. It's about Angel Capital. Clinton McDonald. Clinton McDonald talking for a few minutes about Angel Capital. So we'll run that to leave you fired up. Massive weekend coming up. We will see you in the den for the live stream on Saturday. And that is it from us. Over and out. Up the den.
This has been the best crop of horses that we've ever had. I just shake my head and I just keep pinching myself. Heisugi's got the ability to win on Everest.
Heisugi, they're going to hit it together.
Then we've got the old warrior in Star Patrol.
Have a look at this go, Star Patrol.
We've always been excited by Angel Capital.
Angel Capital levels up and goes on by.
No doubt if he wins the Caulfield Guineas, there'll be plenty of good red wine drunk and plenty of singing, I'd say.
Angel Capital, a smart horse.
Whether the days are like this, there's no better job in the world. There's just no better job. We had Molly on the Magna Pulse. How are her legs feeling?
Pulse still feeling good.
Angel Capital's two-year-old season, he had his first start at Cranbourne. There was a win that you had to see to believe.
Really make good ground. It's gathering them in. Angel Capital is going straight past them from second last in a big, big debut win. Brilliant. One of my 2.5.
And then probably a little bit of trainer error. We took him to Queensland to winter him up there and we just didn't get the tracks to suit. So we learned our lesson there. He's a horse that needs to probably be on a soft 5 maximum and then hopefully a good 4 or a good 3. So he's a fast deck horse. He's got a big action.
And here's Angel Capital from last. Has looped them.
All his data, you know, we use these trackers now. They show stride length and that. His stride length's 8.1 metres, so he's got a massive stride and he's got a terrific recovery.
Angel Capital levels up and goes on by. Bart winner.
Running the Caulfield Guineas Prelude, the way that he jumped.
And they're racing.
Obviously, had to sort of get through a little bit of traffic.
Angel Capital needs an out. Private Life stoking to the outside.
Been riding beautifully, and for him to get up and win on that day, especially on track conditions that he didn't really like, I think just shows the horse's class and what ability he's got.
It's Angel Capital just in front. Public attention, Private Life dive. Don't get there. Angel Capital wins.
The Caulfield Guineas looks like it's going to be a great race this year and there's some wonderful colts in New South Wales at the moment.
Here come Broadsiding.
Broadsiding's a very good colt. He's an exciting colt. Obviously, his last couple of wins have been devastating coming from back in the field and winning with such ease. So he's definitely the colt to beat. It's always good, isn't it? We're the Mexicans down here and you've got the New South Welshmen up there, so hopefully we can knock them off with Angel Capital. Then we can have a look at a race like the Coolmore, and if we can do that, well, then we're on song.
He's a lovely old horse, isn't he? Hey, Darce, I might just get an update on him. Hey, guys, Clinty with update on the Royal Meeting colt. He's a nice colt. I feel that we'll probably give him another week's work. Really pleased with him at this stage. Yeah, it's a key aspect of the training game now. It is a lot of updates, and I'm more of a phone person, to be honest. Hello, Clinton McDonald. I just feel like you're repeating yourself all the time doing videos. Yeah, Jesus, the horse looks good. You're not going to say the horse looks good, are you?
Yeah, we're feeling great about spring. We pinch ourselves every day. We've got plenty of bullets to fire. So we've got Heisugi, who's a real star of the stable. But the best thing about it is we've got a few underneath her, which is exciting.
Have a look at this go. Star Patrol.
Star Patrol can win the Scalacci. The way that he's trialled up leading into it, I've never had him going better. Angel Capital, Caulfield Guineas, we're very confident. We feel we've got the horse with the right profile. He's a horse that's obviously won at Caulfield, which I think is a big tick. And he'll be going there at the top of his game. It's like someone's got to wake you up in a minute and say, hey, this is a dream, but we're hoping to keep winning races and win the group ones, and it'd be nice if we can clean them up this year.